Lou and Linda again will be sharing our scripture reading with us.
Matthew 26, verses 17 through 20. The Last Supper. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12."
Matthew 26, verses 26 through 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
So now tonight, we come to the end of this Lenten season. In the middle of this strange spring of 2020 that we will remember for the rest of our lives. This is the Lent we've been forced to give up things we never even considered. This past month, we've had to slow down, to stay at home, to be physically distant. It has forced us to consider and to realize what is precious, what is beautiful, even though it's ordinary, what is truly important, what matters most in the living of our lives. In this strange season of physical distance and separation, we're being compelled to see the incredible value of human connections, to realize our need for smiles and touches, for hugs, and being held and holding others. Our need to be together, close, connecting, hearing and seeing and touching, to sit around tables and eat together. And now we come to this night, this holy night that we call Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin word mandere, from which we get the words command and commandment. Because on that night, Jesus gave his last an ultimate commandment to his disciples. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you show love for one another." They had gathered for the first night of Passover in that upper room to eat the Passover Seder meal together. But John's gospel tells us that no one had done the servant's job. No one had washed their dusty, dirty feet. So Jesus got up and took a towel and water and went to them one by one, washing their feet, holding their feet, pouring the water, patting them dry. Peter, of course, protested. The others were silent, surprised, maybe feeling a little awkward. There is a startling intimacy about having someone else wash your feet, especially your teacher, your spiritual master. Jesus knew that. He wanted to give them something this deeply personal, this intimate, this physical teaching to remember. And then he sat back down and said, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and that's right, for that's what I am. But now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sends them. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. He gave them an example, a physical memory. This is what love looks like. This is what love feels like. And then they ate the sacred meal together, sitting around the table, passing the dishes, drinking the wine. They were remembering Israel's deliverance, remembering the angel of death passing over their houses and families, remembering leaving slavery behind and being led by the fire and the cloud into freedom. Eating that meal together brought back their history, their spiritual legacy that had been passed on to them year after year, and the taste and touch and smell of every family Seder they had ever eaten. But then at the end, Jesus took a piece of the bread, the matzah, and held it up to bless it, and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood, which is poured out for you." Again, there is the sheer physical reality of his actions. Eat this bread. Drink this cup. Taste my love. Swallow my life. Take me into yourself. Know that I am always in you. This is what love tastes like. This is what my love feels like. Nothing can separate you from my love, not even my dying. My body broken for you will mean that I will be more present, more real to you, anytime, anywhere. My blood poured out for you will be a new covenant, a new promise, a new relationship, even stronger than the one that brought us out of slavery and into freedom long ago. In John 14, we read the promises Jesus made that night. If you love me and keep my commandments, I will ask my God, my Father, and God will give you a counselor to be with you forever, my Spirit of truth. And you will know the Spirit, for the Spirit lives in you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world won't see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my God, and you are in me, and I am in you. If anyone loves me, they will keep my teaching. And God's love will be in them, and we will come to them and make our home and abide with them. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. He promised that night. He promised it would come, the Spirit, the love, the peace. But first he had to finish his work. He had to follow his path of self-giving love to the very end. So they sang a hymn, and they went out in the dark night to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there in the garden, Jesus wrestled with God, struggling, sobbing, crying, hoping there was some other way. Because he loved his life. He loved his friends and his family. He did not want them. If it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but your will. And so he lived what he taught. He gave himself up fully in self-emptying, self-surrendering love. To die to self, to trust the love. It is the only way through, the only way to true life, to abundant eternal life, to oneness with everything and everyone. So Jesus again gave us not just words, but actions, not just promises, but his own living and dying. Take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Drink this cup. This is my blood, my life poured out for you. I give myself for you. I am in you. I am yours and you are mine. Do not be afraid. My peace I give you. I will be with you. Love one another as I have loved you, and live in my love.